Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
And we're getting your WhatsApps and texts in on those anthems that really moved you. Some great ones, actually. Electric Picnic this year, says Brian. Cranberries reunion singing Zombie. Crowd went wild. A lot of tears for Dolores. Yeah, that must have been something else. And this is another really poignant one, actually. The Fields of Athenry, the day after Anthony Foley's funeral in Thomond Park. Yeah, there are just days and the memory of those of a crowd singing together and being moved by it will stay with people forever. Okay, so now bear with me 1 second. Let's have a listen to this. Yeah. So you take a picture of something you see. That was Chris Martin and Coldplay there, of course, our producer's favourite band. As we gear up for Christmas, you will be getting ready. That was Talk, of course. And as you gear up for Christmas, you'll be getting ready for the small talk with your colleagues over the water cooler about the Christmas movies and all the other Christmas things you have to small talk about. But how much of an impact is it having on our well-being? And should you be trying to up your game with the small talk? For more on this now, I'm joined in studio by Padraig Walsh, behavioural psychologist. Padraig, why is small talk so big?
Katie, if I said to you that in my pocket, I have got a drug that is going to help you live longer, live better, to grow your wealth and to make your life just more fulfilling, would you do it? And I said to you, actually, it's going to involve a little bit of small talk as well. Would you take it? You probably would, right? And the WHO, the World Health Organization, have said that in order for us to live satisfying lives, if we are to have longer lifespan, if we're going to live well into our old age, we need to have strong social networks, good connections, not just with our family, those healthy bonds that we have, but with our friends. And even to the point where if we know the name of the person who serves us in the shop, the person who serves us our coffee, that's going to have a positive impact, not just on the type of life we have, but also the amount of years we live.
OK, I'm quite sceptical. So you're going to have to persuade me that that kind of awkward chit chat that when you're standing in a queue with somebody or whatever, that that can actually make any measurable impact on my life.
Katie, I am on a crusade to make small talk more palatable again, okay? It is really important for our own social well-being. We know that our lives are, you know, you can get people who will give you loads of physical tips to keep you well, loads of medical tips to keep you well. But in terms of psychological tips, we know that one of the real problems right now is this loneliness epidemic that we're experiencing. Let's go to the shop queue, as you described, okay? And we have in times past the opportunity to connect with somebody. It could be very benign, it could be very simple, but instead what we do now is we will pick up our phone and we will stare at that. We will try to avoid quite often that small talk. But what happens when we do open the doors? Quite often what we say is, you remember that Louis Armstrong song, I See Fields of Green? And then there was a lyric within that. They say, I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you. So when somebody talks to you about the weather, it is never about the weather. Even if they're a meteorologist, it is never about the weather. They are saying, I want to open up a door to connection with you. Now, it might be a connection that's going to make me feel less awkward in this queue. It might be a connection that says, do you know what? You've got a nice coat and I just need to let you know that today. Or, you know what? I need to boost my whole social world and I'm just trying to be friendly to people. Whatever it is, that idea of connecting through small talk is really important for us.
And is there actual research into this?
Like even last year, right? In the UK, there was a survey done and 54% of Britons would like to meet new people. OK, however, 35% of them said that they had no idea how to strike up a conversation with a stranger. So we have this case where 56% of people see there's a cultural stigma around talking to strangers, but then 61% of people believe that we should be more open. So what we want is other people to strike up conversations with us and to for us to be able to refuse or ignore or to engage, but for us not to take the jump ourselves.
Right. I think there's a cultural thing there, though, because I think Irish people have an issue with silence. Where I have found people from other, maybe am I generalising here, Northern European countries.
You're not. In fact, there's a lovely cultural index that looks at things like these. And Scandinavians, Finnish, are much, much more comfortable with that silence. We're less so, as is evident by our conversation.
Yeah, we just get so uncomfortable with silence. I mean, I literally cannot have it there.
Completely. And it will crop up over the Christmas. Because what happens at Christmas is we will be on work dues. We will meet family we haven't seen in ages. There will be folks we don't know at all. And we're meeting them because our partner or friend is meeting them and we have to represent. Usually our go-to in that is small talk. There are kind of rules around it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah. It's what don't you talk about in that space?
So that's really, you could get caught. Like, I moved to Limerick years ago. And actually, when I was down in Limerick, I used to visit my auntie Mackie Maguire in Taylor's Hill in Galway, who has a very important birthday this weekend that I need to remind her. And I look forward to many years of small talk with her coming ahead. But when I moved to Limerick, people would talk about potholes.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. They would talk about potholes. And I was like, what's a pothole? And it goes, what do you do with a pothole? You try and avoid it. Okay, so if you want to avoid being a pothole when it comes to small talk at parties, avoid talking about the big issues. Politics, you know, people don't want to talk with you about politics on the first meeting. Or, you know,
religion.
Like religion or personal gossip. But this kind of safe spaces are things like sport, weather, you know, celebrity gossip is even okay. What's on TV? At least you're not trying to change the world with small talk. What you're either trying to do is kill time until you can move on, or what you're trying to do is open the door and say, you know what? I know we want to connect, or there's an opportunity for us to connect. Let's do this in a safe way.
Giving people little compliments, again, in that stranger environment, I think, that's always welcome, right?
It's always welcome. There's a woman this morning, I was leaving a coffee shop and I said, that's a lovely coat. And I just kept walking. And she says, well, that's made my day. And we just kept moving. But it is being able to do it in a way that doesn't feel like there is another agenda, you know? So small talk can be just little compliments, ways to open the door, opportunities and invitations to connect. They're important. Getting it right is crucial.
Okay, so our last tip as we go into the festive season, is there a particular Christmas small talk?
Is there a particular Christmas small talk? Like, you know, I've a really good colleague, Kate Feeney. She's an organizational psychologist, and she will say at best small talk should last about 2 to 3 minutes. After that, you either need to move on. And you know, this conversation isn't going anywhere. I don't think it's healthy for us to spend 20, 30 minutes involving ourselves in small talk. There's a lovely phrase that is where we try and ensure that the interested person is just as important as the interesting one. So quite often when we're in those scenarios, we try and focus in on what's the best thing to say, but actually staying silent and letting the other person talk is just as much a gift.
Okay, we're all about the gifts. It's Christmas after all. Padraig Walsh, many, many thanks for that.
Thanks,
really,
Katie.
Really interesting. I know who to meet in a queue now the next time I want to say okay. Okay.